Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America. Today is Saturday, September 28th, 2018. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Metam Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are top stories this evening. The National Constitutional Assembly today resolved at its National Congress to transform into a political party.
It's now a political party that has been transformed. So what we are having now is an interim task force that has been mandated to conduct a Congress that is before the 31st of March of 2014.
A senior World Bank official says Zimbabwe requires more than $33 billion for infrastructure projects over the next 20 years to turn around its economic fortunes.
It will definitely be difficult to raise those funds. And also the credit rating of the Zimbabwe as a nation is so bad that I don't think lenders will willingly lend out to Zimbabwe.
And we will bring you results of the Mbatha Diamonds Cup soccer matches played today. Stay tuned. The National Constitutional Assembly today resolved at its National Congress to transform into a political party to compete with ZANU-PF, the two MDC formations, and other opposition parties in Zimbabwe. NCA Information Officer Blessing Vava tells Studio 7 that they agreed to become a yet-to-be-named political party, though at the moment they remain as the NCA until the next Congress. Vava says the organization's top decision-making body outside Congress, the National Task Force, has been retained, with Love Momaduku being the leader of the NCA party. The party's top four leaders are Matuku, Amos Piri, Matok Chibasa and Clever Bere, a former student leader. Vava says the 40-member National Task Force is expected to spearhead the transformation of the NCA into a political party in conjunction with the organization's grassroots structures. We speak to Vava about this and other issues.
It's now a political party that has been transformed. So what we are having now is an interim task force that has been mandated to conduct a Congress that is before the 31st of March of 2014. Elections were supposed to be held, but there was general agreement, a general consensus among its Congress delegates. And mind you, the Congress is the highest decision-making body of the organization. So it saw it fit that the current task force, it has been extended, some names have been incorporated into that task force so that it acts as an interim team that is going to host the Congress of the political party.
Now you have entered a new kind of space and it's very competitive. How are you going to manage to compete with ZANU-PF, MDCT and others?
The NCA has been in this game for the past 16 years. It's only that we were operating as a civic group, we're operating as a pressure group. As of now, we have seriously debated, we have seriously interrogated our strengths and our weaknesses, and we are incorporating some new methods and new strategies to make sure that we become a force to reckon in Zimbabwe's political landscape. The NCA has been consistent, has been a principled organization since its formation.
Are there any specific resolutions that you may tell us about?
We passed some key resolutions that from this meeting, we are going to engage all members of the NCA to conduct membership consultations on the additional goals of the organization. But also, our goal is the quest for a new democratic, people-driven constitution. And we are going to be pushing for a social democratic state, and our movement will be pan-African in nature, and we are going to be fighting for the struggle against colonialism and imperialism.
You sound like ZANU-PF, is it?
We are not ZANU-PF. The difference between us and ZANU-PF is that ZANU-PF has not yet fulfilled the aspirations of the liberation struggle. The NCA, what it seeks to do, we believe that as Africans, we must be pushing a pan-Africanist agenda. We must be pushing for anti-colonialism.
That was NCA Information Officer Blessing Vava speaking with Studio 7 from Harare.